Roger Grossman back at the Tiger Den. Steve Scott's back at the station. Grace Berger from the Indiana Fever is here with us. Hi, kiddo. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here.
I want to get to what's going on at halftime while we're waiting for them to start the second quarter. Has it sunk in yet what you and your teammates accomplished with IU women's basketball when they'd had very little success at all ever?
Yeah, I mean, it still hasn't really sunk in. I don't think it will for a couple years down the road, but I know it's special, and I enjoy, you know, continuing to cheer them on to take that program to new heights.
Angola with the ball to start the second. Isabel Reinhardt is... Are we going to have a held ball? I think so. Tell us, Grace, what's coming up at halftime. What are we going to see here?
Yeah, so we're here promoting the NBA All-Star Game in Indianapolis in a couple weeks. There's a big knockout competition going to high schools around the state. All 92 counties are involved to play a game of knockout. The winner gets to spend the weekend in Indy for the All-Star Game. So I'm looking forward to a good match tonight.
Inbounds pass lobbed into Bailey Holman. She'll put it in. Warsaw quickly down the court. Zartman from the left, no good. Got her own rebound, though. And that's stripped away and taken away by Reinhardt. And then taken back by Zartman. Zartman in the corner, Winchester. Winchester finds a cutting net. Had the ball knocked away. Got it back. And a foul's going to be called against Angola. So explain to people who don't know what knockout is.
Yeah, so basically it's from the free throw line. People line up. There's two balls. And... basically, you're just trying to make the shot before the person behind you. If the person behind you makes a shot, you're knocked out of the game. So it just keeps going until there's one person left.
Are you good at knockout?
I think, honestly, there's a lot of luck involved. You just have to hope the person behind you is not very good. So any given day.
A foul at the other end on Caswell. That's her second. They take her out. Neely back in for Warsaw to Zartman right corner. Shoots for three. It's good. Zartman with three three-pointers in the first half, already 12 points, now 78 three-pointers for the season. It's 26-9 in favor of Warsaw over Angola a minute into the second quarter. Near sideline for Isabel Reinhardt. Now backdoor pass tipped and taken away. Bricker saw it come and stole it, racing down the middle of the floor. Crosses over the left hand, flips it back to Winchester, now to Neely. Neely was off balance, drives the lane underneath to a wide-open Bricker for two more. Bricker in double figures with 10. 28-9, Lady Tigers, a minute 15 into quarter two. Angola to the line, lobs the middle. Ooh, good catch there by Oberlin. Oberlin to the top of the circle. Now, here's a jump pass from Caswell to the right side. Oberlin for a high-arching three, no good. Winchester's got the rebound for Warsaw. Ahead to Neely, three on one. Neely mishandled, so she'll shoot for three. It's no good, and the rebound will be grabbed by Stillman. Stillman then will stumble to midcourt. So talk about, Grace, the way you get to Indianapolis for this championship during the NBA All-Star Game.
Yeah, so basically, you know, like I said, 92 counties. So if you win the knockout game, you're going to be one of the 92 participants that gets to compete in a big, big knockout game in Indy outside of Gainbridge Fieldhouse. So it's going to be really exciting.
Caswell hits a three-pointer at this end. Zartman hits another at the other end. Bricker with a steal. Oh, pass behind and over the head of Zartman and out of bounds. Warsaw with the lead, 31-12, 5:44 left to play in the second half. We're talking with Grace Berger from the Indiana Fever. You got almost no break from the end of your IU season to the start of the Fever season. How hard was that?
It's hard, but it's just the life of a you know, female professional basketball player. There's no breaks. Basketball's all year round. But, you know, I love the game. To get to this point, you have to love the game. So, you know, we enjoy it.
There's a timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it here and talk some more to Grace while we have her. Talk about what the WNBA life is like, because we have in our minds what an NBA player goes through in season and off season. Is it like that for you guys?
I think it's similar. I mean, you play, you know, 3, 4, sometimes 5 games a week. So it's a lot of games as opposed to, you know, not so much practice like you had in college. Our season's obviously a little bit shorter. So I don't know how those guys do it, you know, every single night for 8 months or whatever it is. We have about 4 or 5 months and then we're done. But, you know, it's a lot of fun, a lot of games, which, you know, obviously I enjoy.
What is this contraption on your left hand, kid?
Yeah, so I was playing in Spain. I fell and I hurt my thumb, but, you know, thankfully we have a long off season, so I have a long time to heal up.
When will you start doing stuff again?
Already doing stuff. It's kind of hard because I have this brace in my left hand, but thankfully it's my left hand, so I can still shoot, dribble a little bit. So we've been making it work.
And when will you guys start your preseason?
So a couple of my teammates are already back in Indy working out, but training camp officially starts end of April.
Fantastic. Well, I'm excited.
So
and,
are we.
And I, you guys have the number one pick. So,
we do.
So I imagine that's quite the conversation as the girls are working out too, right?
It is. We had the number one pick last year, obviously, so two in a row is a pretty big deal. So we're already a young team, so to be able to add some more young talent to that, we're really excited.
After the timeout, Aspen Sutton shot the ball in the lane, a little eight-footing leaner, went out of bounds off of Warsaw. So 5:20 left to go here in the first half. Warsaw leads Angola 31-12. We're talking with Grace Berger from the Indiana Fever, who's a former IU point guard who grew up in Kokomo, which isn't that far from here, right?
No, I'm actually from Louisville. I was born in Southern Indiana, though, so New Albany area.
Okay. Yeah, I have it backwards. Sorry about that.
No.
So so you know about Indiana basketball, right? You grew up with it.
Yeah, it's hard to miss. Even right across the river in Louisville where I grew up, everyone knows Indiana's crazy about basketball. So learned that early from an early age.
Caswell on the drive on the right side of the lane, fouled by Bricker. Jocelyn with her first foul. Free throws coming up here for the Lady Hornets. What's your advice for little girls? There are a bunch of little girls here, the 7-, 8-, 9-year-olds, as they really start to develop the game. What's the one or two things that you can recommend to them that they need to work on to get to where you are?
Yeah, I mean, I tell people all the time, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of hours. You really have to love it to, make it to the collegiate and professional level, because it takes a lot of hours in the gym working on your craft. And then also just being confident in yourself, believing in yourself, realizing the opportunities that females have in sports these days. It's really exciting. It's on the rise. So if you work hard and you believe in yourself, you have that confidence, you can achieve a lot.
Caswell makes both free throws. Warsaw with the ball at the far end. 5 minutes left to play first half. Bricker in the corner for a long jump shot. No good. Neely the rebound. Knocked away from her. Picked up by Villema. Back to Bricker on the right. Takes it in the lane. Kicks across Winchester. Out to Zartman. Wide open 20-footer. In and out. And the rebound's grabbed by Holman for Angola. Up the far sideline to Oberlin. She'll bounce it out for Caswell. Now to Oberlin. Drives the right side of the lane. Ran over Winchester. And a whistle. And an offensive foul is called. Oberlin with her first foul, and it's out of bounds to the Lady Tigers. With 4:37 left to play in the half, Warsaw leading 31-14. I know you've played now in NBA arenas. You've played in the biggest of stages. Do you miss playing high school? Do you miss this atmosphere a little bit?
I do, yeah. I definitely miss it. The gyms were a little smaller in Kentucky where I played, but it's always fun to have the band here, have the student section here. So that's probably what I miss the most.
Bricker drove it in the lane, lost it. It's grabbed at the other by Isabella Reinhardt. She shoots over Neely, no good. And the rebound is saved by Winchester to Neely. Neely racing up the far side of the center circle. Flips it back to Winchester. Winchester back to Bricker. Now she tried to pass the corner on the foul. It's going to be called against Angola. The foul is on Isabella Reinhardt. That's her first. Third against the Hornets in the quarter. Warsaw has been called for one. It's out of bounds to Bricker. Baseline left at the far end. In the corner, Winchester. Out to Villema. And back to the left wing. A turning, shooting. Zartman for three. No good. And Sutton's got the rebound for Angola. Up the far sideline, Stillman. Stillman to the center circle. Backs away from Winchester. Now dribbles left. Now back to the middle. High pick and roll pass tipped by Zartman, taken away by Bricker. Bricker races down to the left wing, down to the block, turns into a double team. Picked up her dribble. She needs help. She will throw it off a leg, Stillman's leg, and it's saved inbound by Angola. In transition, here comes Stillman. A cross-court pass, shot up by Reinhardt, no good. Got her own rebound and put it up and in. Oberlin with three. Sorry about that. 31-16. Warsaw with the lead and the basketball. 3:10 left to play here in the first half. Zartman got her pocket picked out top. Sutton will race down. Villema tried to catch but could not. And Aspen Sutton scores her first two to make it 32-18. Left corner to Winchester. Now a kick across to Vilma, out top to Neely. Neely with some space, takes it on the left side of the lane, drives and scores. Alexis had 13 Tuesday at Goshen, has her first two here to make it 33-18 with 2:40 left to play here in the second quarter. Stillman across the line, near side to Oberlin. Oberlin drives left, got around Zartman and put it off the glass and scores. Points are free-flowing now. It's 33-20. Warsaw by 13. Neely out top Winchester. Out of the left corner to Bricker. She'll shoot for three. That's good. 13 for Jocelyn Bricker. It's 36-20, Lady Tigers, with 2:10 left to play here in the second. Again, big knockout competition coming up at halftime. We're looking forward to that. If you're watching on the stream, you'll be able to watch that competition. So they throw it down to the post, and Stillman scores too. Grace Berger, thank you for coming up. I know you got to get down and get ready for everything.
Thanks for having me.
But thank you so much. Huge fan.
Thank you.
Was not an IU women's basketball fan until you guys showed up on campus.
I love to hear
and
it.
Did what
That's
you
awesome.
Did. So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate
for doing that and making IU basketball on the women's side something.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Grace Berger of the Indiana Fever, former Indiana Hoosier, who helped them to a very, very successful run and made IU women's basketball into something big. And she is here to promote the big knockout competition that's coming up here after the final 1:52 run off the clock. Warsaw comes out trapping now, up by 14. Oberlin back out to Stillman. Stillman back to Oberlin. She shoots from NBA range, and that's no good. Vilma on the weak side has the rebound and takes off. Vilma left side to Zartman. Zartman 25 feet out, dribbles to the top. 90 seconds left to play in our first half. Warsaw 36, Angola 22. Zartman drives to left side of the lane, got inside, put it off the glass, no good, foul called. And Zartman a little slow to get up. She's up and walking back to the free throw line. That's Caswell's foul. Oh, no, I take that back. It's not. They call the foul on Isabel Reinert. That's her second. Zartman at the free throw line. First one's up. It's in and out. Coming into the game, she was 17 out of 20. She's now 1 out of 2 in this game. Already at 15 points, she's hit 4 3-point baskets. And that one's up, and it's good. 16 now for Zartman, and Warsaw leads 37-22. At the timeline, Sutton threw a double-team ball, knocked away. She got it back, throws a pass to the center circle. It's caught by Oberlin. Out of the right sideline for Holman, down inside for Stillman, and Stillman scores. It feels like this is a wider score than what it really is. Vilma the other way, races down, had her shot blocked, foul called. I think they got Ava Reinert for that one. They did. That's her second. Free throws coming up here for Delaney Vilma. Missed most of the first two-thirds of the season. She joined the team in game action at the Center Grove tournament. Free throw by Vilma. Wide right. No good. Delaney 4 out of 6 at the free throw line for the season after that miss. Again, Warsaw came into the game at 78%. The school record for a season is 74.7. Vilma makes the second. 38-24, Lady Tigers. A minute to play here in the second quarter. In the backcourt, Sutton. Long pass down to the near corner. Caught here by Reinert. Ava kicks it out to Oberlin. Now she's trapped. Gets rid of it out to Ava Reinert. They lob to Stillman at the free throw line. She had the ball ripped out of her hands, but it pops out. It's grabbed by Reinert for three. No good. And it's in the corner for Sutton. Sutton right in front of the Warsaw bench, dribbles it out. Now is trapped out there. Outside the lane, Stillman made the catch. In the corner, Holman for three, no good. Rebound again to Angola. Forced up shot, no good by Reinert. Rebound to Kelsey Wren. Long pass up the court, caught by Zartman for three. It's good. 19 first quarter points for Brooke Zartman. She's got 5 3-pointers here in the first 16 minutes. Long pass up ahead, Reinert. Ava dumps it outside the lane to Stillman. Stillman works in on net, forced up a bad shot, no good. Ren the rebound to Zartman. She'll throw it from 60. Look out, off the right, no good. Warsaw, 41. Angola 24 here at halftime. First half scoring comes your way after this two-minute timeout on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den. Warsaw with the lead 41-24 over Angola. First half scoring for the Lady Hornets. Aspen Sutton, 2. Lexi Stillman, 4. Ava Reinhardt with 3. Macy Oberlin had 5. Bailey Holman had 4. And Kylie Caswell had 6. We told you in the pregame show, this is a team that's pretty balanced in their scoring and scoring 48 points a game, and we saw that here in the first half. For Warsaw, you had Alexis Neely with 2, Delaney Villema 1, Brooke Winchester with a 3, Kelsey Wren with a 3, Jocelyn Bricker with 13, including a 3-point basket in the first half. But Brooke Zartman's got the rest. She had 19 points, including 10 in that second quarter. She had 5 3-point baskets. Warsaw led it after 1, 23-7. Angola played much better, especially at the offensive end in the second quarter of play. Warsaw still won the quarter 18-17, and Warsaw leads at halftime 41-24. We were never tied, and we've had no lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 50-25. Warsaw ends their JV season at 14-5. 41-24 here in the varsity game. We got the first half stats provided by Jay and Austin, and we'll go through those next on News Now Warsaw. Halftime in the Tiger Den, Warsaw 41 and Angola 24. It's time for the first half stats. They're brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. In the first half, Warsaw was 15 of 25 from the field. That's 60%. They were 8 of 15 from three-point range, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. Angola was 9 of 27 for the field, that's 33%, 2 of 10 from the arc, and 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 16 of 15. Angola, though, had 7 offensive rebounds, but the problem is it is a lot when teams play Warsaw, turnovers. Warsaw had 8, which is more than they normally have at halftime, but Angola has 15. Leading scorer for the Lady Tigers, you have 19 points from Brooke Zartman, 6 of 11 for the field, 5 of 8 from three-point range, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Jocelyn Bricker with 13 first-half points, 6 of 7 from the field, 1 of 2 from the arc, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, and 4 steals. And also in the first half, Kelsey Wren off the bench made her 3-point shot for her 3 points of this first half. And Warsaw leads 41-24. Those are the halftime stats. They're brought to you by Alderfer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at alderferbergen.com. We start the third next on News Now Warsaw.